Mike and Kim Burge with another edition of The Good Stuff for you here on your local radio station. I want to remind you, this weekend, the Golden Valley Shootout and the Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding comes to Golden Valley, North Dakota, and that's on the 12th and 13th, 6 p.m. Central Time each evening. And at Calcutta, will be at 4 o'clock each afternoon. Bull riding Saturday, August 12th, and bareback riding on Sunday, the 13th. The Golden Valley Shootout this coming weekend, the 12th and 13th, in Golden Valley, North Dakota.
Looking for a shopping spree? I suggest Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. They have so many vendors offering a large selection of antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles, craft items. They have so much. You just have to check it out. That's Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. Since 1963, the Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Hey, Mike. It's fair time.
It is fair time all over the country, isn't it?
It is. All kinds. Either you had your fair last week, or you're having your fair this week, or maybe it's next week. But county fairs are going on all over the place. State fair is coming up. And I found this and wanted to share it. Rather we participate in the county fair and think ahead of the next school year, it's fun to be recognized and be in the glory sometimes. But there's other things to be gained as well. So listen up. This is anonymous, by the way. There once was a boy won ribbons, mostly blue. Came home from the fair with a big trophy, too. With a voice glad and proud, he said to his dad, "'Tis the very best year that I've ever had." Said his very wise dad, "'Son, I'd like to hear why you think that this was such a very fine year. Well, Dad, you know well all the prizes I've won, how I've come out on top in most things I've done. Just look at the ribbons that hang on my wall, and think of the money I've made since last fall. From premium checks and a big auction price, you can't help but think cash and ribbons are nice." But the man said, "My son, you're not thinking right. Blue ribbons, 'tis true, are better than white. Blue ribbons will fade and trophies grow old. Money's soon spent and fame soon grows cold. The important things, son, are not ribbons and pins. And sometimes it's really the loser who wins. Now here are the things most important, it's true, your 4-H experience has accomplished for you. You've seen how a business meeting is run. This knowledge will help you in years to come. Patience you've learned in your projects too, as well as your skills that will always help you. You've learned the fine feeling it gives you to lead a glad helping hand to a stranger or friend. You've learned to cooperate with majority rule, to give in with grace and not be a fool, who must always have his own way, be in club work, in school, or at play. You've learned how to lose without making a beef. You know the judge is judge to his best belief. You've learned how to win without boasting too loud. A kid can lose friends if he's overly proud. These are the things most important to you. You'll remember and use them all your life through. They'll help you become a mighty fine man. They'll do more for you than a prize ever can.
That's very good.
Yeah, it doesn't have a title, and I don't know who wrote it. But
so, enjoy your fair.
That's right.
I have the top 10 signs that it's time to clean out your medicine cabinet. This is from Jake Lake. Number one, when your pill bottle says for refill, call Klondike 643.
Oh, that is funny. I got that, by the way.
The leeches look like they might have turned. Another sign it's time to clean out your medicine cabinet. Funny, you don't remember being prescribed mouse droppings.
Oh, yuck.
A tiny cockroach rehab clinic has been set up between the aftershave and the aspirin.
Uh-oh.
Another sign that it's time to clean out your medicine cabinet. Your nosy neighbors leave the bathroom saying, "Don't touch me." The Brill cream can go. The last time you ran your fingers through your hair was when you cleaned out the drain.
Oh, no.
And the number one sign that it's time to clean out your medicine cabinet, was there ever really a preparation A? Might have been there a while anyway. So that's from Jake Lake. Thanks for sharing that with us here on The Good Stuff. And folks, if you have things to share, send them to KimHBurge@gmail.com. One day, they might show up right here on The Good Stuff.